That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate.
Center fielder number 11, Alex Buddy.
Alex Buddy, one for one. He had a bloop single back in the first inning. Matt Imdick kicks and delivers, and here's a ground ball hit slowly to short. Klopak has it go under his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Connor Doles was holding on at third. So the Royals score a run on the air by Klopak at short. And everybody's safe. Pulling into second is Kyle Buddy.
I was a little surprised that he held up at third base there.
I was too, as slow as it was hit.
Yes.
And Matt Imdick trying to pitch out of the jam. Adam Bacchus puts an absolutely beautiful bunt down the third base line, and everybody is safe. A bunt single for Adam Bacchus.
Now, its question for you is, without the grass base pads, I think that ball goes foul.
I agree. Yes. Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. Yes.
Grass kind of holds it in place. There'll be a lot more bunting with the grass baselines like this, but that ball definitely had the spin to go out.
Nobody out. Trent Gertgen comes to the plate. 1-0 Richmond. And Gertgen takes low for a ball, 1-0. Looks like the Grovers, Don, are going to play the middle of the infield back. They're looking for another double play ball, maybe.
Boy, you would think you'd want to cut a run off here with nobody out.
Nobody out. And Gertgen will pop this one up foul. That's going to find the light tower and bounce back onto the playing field. Boy, it hits that set of lights and comes right back. One ball, one strike to Gertgen. Kyle Buddy at third, Alex Buddy at second, Adam Bacchus at first. Matt Imdick delivers, and Gertgen hits a fly ball to right field. Coming in, still coming in, is the right fielder Kurt Marthaler. He makes the catch for the out, and his throw to home is a pretty nice throw.
Yes, it was.
That could have been a collision in the making had Kyle Buddy tried to score.
I think that was right on the line, wasn't it?
Catcher number 22, Cole Schmitz.
So one out. And here comes Cole Schmitz to the plate. Pitch to Schmitz, and he drills this to short. They flip to second for one on to first. Another double play. 6-4-3. And the Royals done in the third. They come up with a run on two hits. There was an error and two left on. We have played three innings. Richmond 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Back at Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming. Boy, three double plays by the Grovers against Richmond, and they have been like run savers amazingly.
It's keeping them in this ballgame right now, those double plays, because I think otherwise Richmond has an extra one or two runs already in this game.
Andrew Welly, Kurt Marthaler, and Alex Welly will bat for Meyer Grove here in the fourth inning against DJ Schleicher, a 1-0 Richmond lead. And Welly will squib this one foul at the plate, 0-1. One more ball game coming up later tonight. That's Farming and El Rosa, scheduled for right around that 8 o'clock hour. We'll have it for you. And then tomorrow, Don, they have game time set for tomorrow. There's a chopper out in front of the plate. Cole Schmitz hops on it, throws to first, 2-3 on the put-up.
Yeah, the games tomorrow are at 11, 1:30, 4, and 6:30.
Right fielder number 15.
I really had kind of thought they were going to start that first one at 10 o'clock, but.
Have they said which teams are playing in those games? Are they winners bracket, losers bracket games early on, or?
Well, I think the 11 o'clock game will be the St. Martin winner and the winner of this game.
Okay.
That's the way I'm looking at it on the schedule here. The 1:30 game should be Lake Henry against Farming El Rosa.
Then the two evening ones are elimination games.
Correct.
Okay. Kurt Marthaler at the plate to Kurt, 0-for-1 so far today. 1-1 the count to Kurt at the plate. Pitch low and away for a ball in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And Marthaler fouls this one back and out of play. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
So it looks like Spring Hill will be playing at 4 o'clock tomorrow. New Munich should be playing at 6:30.
DJ Schleicher delivers low for a ball, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on for Meyer Grove. Richmond leading 1-0. Here in the fourth, here's a ground ball hit to second. Kyle Buddy has to range quite a ways, but he fields it for the out. 4-3 in the put out, two outs.
They're covering up that hole pretty good over there because there is a big hole that they leave on that right side.
But you look at the grass, Don, how much that took out of that
ball. No kidding. Look how beat up that first base base pad is already. I think that's playing on it a little early after it rained that hard.
Two outs, and here's Alex Welly as he fouls it off, 0-1. Boy, he just about lost the handle on the bat.
Sure did, didn't he? I thought he hit Cole.
And that ball either went off Cole's mask or the home plate umpire's mask. Here's a ground ball hit to deep short. Bach is up with it. On the run to first. 6-3 on the put-up. Boy, Hadley makes every stretch look interesting at first. That'll do it for Meyer Grove. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After 3.5, it's Richmond 1, Meyer Grove nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Richmond, Dan Hansen, Mason Primus, and Andy Hadley step up to the plate. Richmond, one run and five hits. They've committed an error on one hit, and they have committed an error. Richmond's had their base runners, but three double plays by the Grovers have kept them in it so far. Dan Hansen is one for one so far today. First pitch from Matt Imdick, low for a ball, 1-0. Here's Hansen, a drive to left field, getting a late start at it. Now coming in and making the catch out there and left is Andrew Welly. One out.
Mason Primus.
And Mason Primus steps up to the plate. Mason 0 for 1 today. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on KASM. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany here at about 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. After this one yet tonight. Pitches high for a ball and 2-0 to Primus. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right around 11 o'clock. We'll have baseball. Four game schedule for tomorrow. Try to get a Dick Putz show in sometime tomorrow night. We'll be working on that. Curveball to Primus. There's ball four, and so Mason draws a one-out walk.
First baseman,
and here comes Andy Hadley. Andy Hadley, 0 for 1. He bounced into a double play. And his only at bat, pitch inside to Andy.
Did he play for Atwater last year?
Andy played for Atwater and for Regal. He's played for two other amateur teams. I think at one point all the Hadley brothers had played for Regal.
I think so.
Just AJ and Austin have played for El Rosa. One ball, one strike to Andy.
AJ played for Lake Henry for a couple years.
Andy now lives over in the Cold Spring area.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Good pickup for Richmond. Good hitter.
You bet he is. Two balls and a strike, and Hadley swings and fouls it off, and 2-2. Andy's a follower of mine on Twitter, so I get to see him and his tweets every once in a while. Two balls, two strikes, one on and one out. Primus gets a very nice lead over at first. And Hadley rips it up the middle. Boy, he takes a cut.
He swings hard.
And a solid base hit for Hadley, number six off of Matt Imdick. And Connor Doles up to the plate.
Number two, Connor Doles.
You got to make some good plays when you got a guy like that that hits the ball like that hard on the ground. He hits it at you.
It's coming. Be ready to sacrifice the body,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Connor Doles, a walk and a run scored. And swings and misses strike one. Kyle Buddy on deck for the Royals. Richmond's had base runners every inning so far against Matt Imdick. They've scored just one. Imdick's pitch, and Doles sees a beautiful pitch right down the middle, and strike two.
Must be time for double play then here, right?
That's just about it. They have had three, one in each of the first three innings. Imdick's pitch, and Doles just staying alive, fouling it off, and the count at 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Imdick works from the stretch. Looks back to Primus at second and now comes home. Pitches high for a ball and 1-2. A waste pitch there. One ball, two strikes. Here's Doles ripping it to short. Klopak up with it to second for one. The relay to first. Safe at first. Boy, that was close. He had his Klopak at short. Threw from his knees yet.
He gets that out of his glove just a hair quicker. I think they're going to turn that, aren't they?
They are. Safe on the fielder's choice is Connor Doles. Forced out is Andy Hadley at second. Two outs and Kyle Buddy to the plate with runners at first and third. Kyle one for one tonight. And the pitch, strike called, and 1-1 to Buddy. The ball's one strike. Two outs. Matt Imdick ready. His pitch. Buddy will take outside for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch missing outside, 2-1 from Imdick.
Matt getting a little frustrated here. I think he thinks he's getting a corner in some of these pitches, and got to be close.
Two balls, one strike. Drake Meyer holding Doles over at first. Here's Buddy popping it up in the infield. Drake Meyer at first calling for it in foul territory. Makes the catch for the out, and that'll end Richmond's threat in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. Four in the books. Richmond one. And Meyer Grove nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action is back in a minute on SM.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Hey, here we go. Fifth inning. Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Randy and Don with you. Drake Meyer will lead off the Meyer Grove fifth. DJ Schleicher so far, Don, you've seen DJ over the years doing what he does best, doesn't he?
Dazzling the hitters. That's I always said it about DJ. He's a control pitcher, off speed a lot, and he throws strikes. And who does that remind you of?
Yes, exactly.
Another former Richmond player.
Another former Richmond player is right. First pitch to Drake Meyer is actually a ball and then a strike. So one ball, one strike, Meyer. And Meyer will foul it off. And the count, 1-2. Ball in two strikes. Schleicher comes home and... Two balls, two strikes. Drake Meyer, ground ball to deep short. Bacchus up with it. Strong throw to first. And in time, says the first base umpire. Wow, was that a play by the Royals.
That Bacchus is a good shortstop too, isn't he, Randy?
He is.
Make a throw any from anywhere.
Number 24, Colton Meyer.
6-3 on the putout.
Yeah, I suppose either way that got called. I don't know if anybody would argue too much on that.
Here's Colton Meyer just ripping it foul down the third baseline. No one won to Colton. One to nothing, Richmond leads here in the top of the fifth. There's strike two called and 0-2. Oh, to the count to Colton Meyer. He protects the plate, fouling it off. That hits the side fence over by the third base dugout. Still 0-2. The 0-2. A little bit high, and the count 1-2. Pitch low and 2-2. And Meyer swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Oh, that was a good breaking ball by DJ.
Yeah. So DJ Schleicher picks up the second out of the inning.
And that's a pitch I don't think he can let go by either because I think it's going to be a strike. Even if it looks low after he swings at it, but it's right across the plate.
Here's Jordan Klapak. And the pitch to Klapak is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. DJ Schleicher bouncing up to the plate. And 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schleicher kicks and delivers. A little bit inside, and 3-0. The count. Schleicher hits the knees on that pitch to Klopak, and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. And this one's fouled back in out of play, and 3-2. Richmond does have a lot of pitching, Don.
They do. They drafted another one this with the draft going on. Josh McAdams from Roscoe, so they added another arm to their arsenal.
Here's a shot to short. Bacchus sacrifices the body on the one hop. Throws to first. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Grovers here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 4.5, Richmond 1, Meyer Grove nothing. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KSM.
Sponsors, Bacchus Drywall of Richmond.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back in farming as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, top of the order for the Richmond Royals. Alex Buddy delivers a shot to center field, and that's going to end up over Tyler Macho's head, rolling to the fence, and Buddy gallops into second with a leadoff double. Boy, he hit that one on a rope.
Hit that on the screws. Yes, he did. Haven't seen a home run hit yet today.
Yeah, we did. Shane Campson.
Oh, yeah, Shane Campson. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just got to refresh your memory once in a while.
Yeah. You found that 305 sign over there, right?
Yeah,
right field line.
So Kirby Hemish out to have a word with Adam Backus before he heads to the plate. And what did he tell Backus? Put another bunt down like he did last time. Yeah. Kirby has told me away from the field that he considers Adam his best punter on the team. And there's a strike call to Backus in 0-1.
I think he wants Buddy at third base somehow.
0-1 the count. Matt Ingdip comes home, and boy, there's a strike call in 0-2. Backus had pulled back on the bat like he was going to bunt there. Well, it's two strikes. And just missing a little bit up in the strike zone, and Matt Imdick asking the home plate umpire where that one was. And 1-2.
See, that's what happens here. You know, some of these umpires are different in the next one. We're probably the game before Matt Imdick's getting these calls.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's putting it there again today, and he's not getting him, so that puts a little bit of pressure on him.
Now, I guarantee the first game he's getting those calls with that set of umpires.
Absolutely, he would be.
Pitch foul to the screen by Backus in 1-2.
But they're all different, aren't they?
They are.
They got their own strike zone.
And Backus to right field. That's a base hit. Buddy had a hold up. He didn't know if it was going to be caught. Nice little deke out there by the right fielder.
Still nobody out.
Kurt Marthaler.
Third baseman number 20, Trent Gertken.
And here comes Trent Gertken to the plate.
I was telling somebody here with the Richmond Royals, now they picked up a couple of key players for their team. Now with Trent Gertken coming over from Roscoe here, you put him at third base and you get Andy Hadley, another pickup at first. So you pick up two corner players.
Now they just picked Backus off first. And Backus is in the hot box. He goes back to first. They tag him out. Coming across to score is Alex Buddy. And the Royals get a run. Boy, Matt Imdick got taken out on that slide by Backus back into first, and he gets up rather slowly. He couldn't even make a play on the runner coming home
because
he was laying face down on the ground.
I don't know if they'd have got him at home. He was coming pretty hard.
I don't think so.
Did the right thing. You get him in that hot box long enough that he could make the right move to come home.
So Trent Gertken batting with no one on and one out. And Gertken will foul it back and out of play.
Worked like a delayed steal, didn't it?
1-2, yeah. But Backus was going there in that first pitch.
Right.
1 ball, 1 strike. Gertken takes a strike on the outside corner in 1-2.
Ooh, he called that, huh?
He did call that. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Which is low for a ball, and now 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Matt Imdick ready. And Gertken lines it right back up the middle. That almost looked like it went through Matt Imdick's glove, as that was a head shot.
That's a good thing that went by him. Ooh.
And a BB by Trent Gertken. 3 hits in a row for the Royals. They have a run in here in the fifth, and that'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate, the catcher, with designated hitter Dan Hansen on deck. Here's the pitch to Cole Schmitz, high for a ball, 1-0. So 1 out, 1 run in. Trent Gertken, the base runner, over at first, being held there by Drake Meyer. And Schmitz takes a strike on the inside corner. And a ball and a strike to Cole. That breeze now has the flag pretty still out in center field. Although you look off in the distance, you see a big tree off in the distance. That's moving yet. As Schmitz drives this to left field. That's back in the corner. And gone! Two-run home run for Cole Schmitz. And the Royals lead 4-0. Cole Schmitz goes downtown and gives the Royals a 4-0 lead here in the fifth. Four consecutive hits off of Matt Imdick in the fifth.
Wow. A couple of well-hit balls there, weren't they, Jensen? Also Cole's.
It was Dan Hansen to the plate. Actually, this inning, the Royals are only a triple away from the cycle. They've had two base hits, a double by Buddy and home run by Schmitz. And we're going to get some activity in Meyer Grove's bullpen. Pitch outside to Hansen and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. And dribbles one up the middle. Cut off by the shortstop Klopak, and his throw is wild. Goes to the side fence, and Hansen's going to be safe. So I don't know, Jaron, if he just didn't get a good handle on it.
I don't know.
That didn't even get close to Drake Meyer at first.
Pretty routine, but Hansen, he's hustling down that line every play, you know, and probably looked up and looked where Hansen was already and said, well, I better hurry this up a little bit.
That'll be an error on Jaron Klopak over at short, the second error of the game for the Grovers. And Mason Primus to the plate. Mason 0-for-1 today, walked in his last at bat and drives it to right field. Coming hard, Marthaler. He's not going to get to it. That's going to fall in front of him. And on to second goes Hansen. The outfielders nowadays, Don, doing a good job of faking like they're going to catch that ball.
No kidding.
So Dan Hansen almost had a freeze as Marthaler. There was no way he was going to catch it.
He does that quite a bit out there, doesn't he? Seen that a couple times.
Doug Meyer's going to hop out of the dugout and come and talk to Matt Imdick on the mound. So another hit for the Royals. Five hits in the inning, four runs in the inning. And you look at, what could have been first yet,
right.
but that created a run.
Yes,
so
it did.
And maybe it created a situation where it's like, hey, we know we can get to him. Let's keep hitting.
This guy here, tell you what, you look at Lick Henry's lineup. We talked about that lineup 1-9. Tell you Richmond's lineup 1-9 is pretty devastating.
It is. Yes, it is.
They got some true hitters in this lineup.
Here comes Andy Hadley to the plate. Andy 1-for-2 today. Quick throw to second. And picked off at second is Hansen. Coming across is Tanner Klopak to get Hansen on the legs even before a pitch was thrown, and I think Dan Hansen got caught by surprise out there at second.
That's not good.
So now two outs and Hadley at the plate. He pops this one up over by third. In foul territory, and that one's out of play.
Dead ball.
So two outs, and now just the one base runner, Mason Primus, over at first. Drake Meyer holds him there. And the pitch to Andy Hadley is inside a ball, 1-1. Don, did you get a scope on who's warming up for Meyer Grove?
Not at the moment, I haven't.
Fouled back to the screen by Andy Hadley. And the count, one ball, two strikes.
Oh, Jordan Marshall.
So Jordan Marshall, the old St. Martin. Warming up, going on the play is Primus. Here's a ground ball to second. The only play by Klopak is to first, and they complete that 4-3 of Hadley. for the Royals here in the fifth inning. They come up with three runs on five hits. There was one error and one left on base. After five innings, Richmond 4, Meyer Grove nothing. Here on KASM in 1 minute.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recording from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hitting off the top of the sixth.
All right. Here we go. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Top of the sixth inning. DJ Schleicher's got a few runs to work with, Don.
Yes, he does. 4-0 lead here for DJ. And tell you what, he just keeps throwing strikes. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. He'll get to face the top part of this lineup. That's Tanner Klopak as he dribbles one out in front of home plate. Jumping on that one is Cole Schmitz for the putout.
Does a nice backer, doesn't he? Cole does. He gets
absolutely.
Good arm behind the plate.
2-3 the put out.
Got 11 hits to one here, Randy. DJ got Meyer Grove bedazzled.
Here's Tyler Musho. Tyler, so far to Day, is 0 for 2. And that pitch fouled off in the count 0-2 to Tyler Musho. Well, it's 2-2. One more game to go yet this evening. That's Farming and Al Rosa. Scheduled for right around that 8 o'clock, 8:30 tonight. Beautiful evening. Wow. Here's Musho, little chopper back to Schleicher on the mound. DJ, the underhand flip to first, and 1-3 on the putout.
You go back to the dugout and you go, what in the heck? How come we can't hit this here? Because it looks like a big beach ball coming at you and can't do anything with it.
Jaron Klopak to the plate. Jaron 0 for 2 today. DJ Schleicher kicks and delivers, and Klopak a ground ball to Hadley at first. Andy will run it to the bag. Three unassisted on the putout and a quick inning for Schleicher and the Royals. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5 innings, Richmond 4, and Meyer Grove nothing. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KSM.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.